most important thing we can do is talk to each and every one of our senators, our representatives on the federal and state level, and keep saying we're sick and tired of being told lies. We are entitled to respect. We're entitled to have a debate on the merits and demerits of a project in a serious way. And politicians who don't insist on that must be replaced. They must be replaced. And the power to do that sits in this room.
1-866-823-1077 as we continue our conversation ahead of tomorrow's vote on the by the full Senate on House Bill 648 to ask them to ignore the committee's recommendation to re-refer the bill and pass it as was passed by the House back in March by a vote of 317-51. This is very simply, clearly about property rights, and many people who live up and down throughout the state feel that they are being ignored by their representative body throughout these latest steps in the legislative process. 1-866-823-1077. Bulldog Live continues here on The Pulse. I am your host, Bulldog Brian Tilton. Let's visit our friend Rick Sampson, calling in from the North Country, calling in from Stewartstown. Hi, Rick. How are you?
Morning, Brian.
All right. Well, what a busy day, and as a lot of people are certainly anxious about what lies ahead for tomorrow, and as we just had Senator Jeanne Forrester on, there's a lot of people already beginning to post their properties, closing off their lands, as I was afraid was going to happen months ago.
Well, I attended a showing down in Plymouth last Wednesday, down the mighty river, showing the damming up of Quebec Hydro up in Canada. It was very well attended. At that showing, I was allowed to read my letter or my email to Senator John Gatlis. And all I did was I gave him a heads up that on the latest and first plan for the Northern Pass, we as large and small landowners are in the process of contacting all New Hampshire ATV clubs, all New Hampshire Snowmobile clubs, the New Hampshire Snowmobile Association, and forewarning them of our temporary plans to shut down our land on the 4th of July of this year. This is a first step in a large-scale plan to place the power and concerns of landowners' rights back into the hands where it belongs. And House Bill 648 is the reason for this plan of action. You know, the lack of recognizing and granting the people of our state their rights by allowing public service and their lobbyists to continue their control over the legislative process has placed every member of the Senate in jeopardy in the next election. Senator Forrester did an excellent job this morning. She's been a trooper in this whole battle, and she is to be commended for what she is doing. Basically, what we're asking the landowners in this state to do is on July 4th to shut their land down for one day. This is a one-day-only stand, but people are posting their land now, and they're going to leave it posted until this House bill is passed as it should be.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And
I am in full support of that.
Well, you know, people have to do what they have to do to make their voices heard, and this is one of those things that I speculated many months ago when we first started talking about this topic. I said, you know, here's the problem. You have a lot of people that are out there saying, well, gee, just think of the new snowmobile trails that this Northern Pass project would open up. And I'm saying, not so quick, because you might get some landowners that will close off their land instead, and then you won't have any net gain of anything. In fact, you'll probably have a net loss.
Well, to be honest and upfront with you, Brian, we had people that were going to post their land during Snowdio weekend this past March. And we talked those people out of doing that. We asked them not to do that. We want to try to use the process. We want to try to do this as we should. And it's been to no avail, absolutely none. So, you know, this is the first step in doing this. And people are not going to wait until the 4th of July. They're already doing it. And a lot of us have never posted our land for any reason. You know, and it's going to have a tremendous effect on the economy of this state.
Right, because let's face it, people who do snowmobiling, ATVing, even hiking, hunting, and the like, a lot of that is on private land.
Oh, yes, it is. And what the thing says is private property protected by the U.S. Constitution. No trespass, no violations of eminent domain. You know, and the governor and the Senate have the ability to stop this right now. But I will say this. If you stop and think about Governor Lynch and the contributions he has taken from Edison Electric Institute, Seabrook Power Station through Florida Light and Power, Gallagher and Cottrell's law firm, Senator Bradley, has received donations from Gary Long, Edison Electric, Seabrook, Florida Light and Power, Northeast Utilities. National Grid donates to ISO of New England, who donates to Northeast Utilities, who donates to Gary Long, who donates to Jed Bradley. I mean, the list goes on and on. This is the primary reason that these politicians have not and will not take a stand for the people of this state.
Yeah, because as I've been talking with a number of senators, the fear is that if this bill passes, that there will never be another energy project. And they point at the one in Berlin as I don't know if you heard me mention with Senator Forrester, the news that I just saw a couple minutes before the start of the show is that state regulators have suspended approval of that deal, not because of any eminent domain takings, but because there's questions about whether it violates the state's renewable energy law. So House Bill 648 wouldn't have killed that project. The merits
not.
Of the own project would have killed it.
Absolutely not. That House Bill 648 will not affect any future projects, and that is nothing but a scare tactic. Another thing to keep in mind is Donna Gamache, the head lobbyist for Public Service Company of New Hampshire. We believe now that her husband may be Christopher Gamache, who happens to be the head of the New Hampshire Bureau of Trails. Is that a conflict of interest between these two people? I'll let the citizens of this state decide on that. You know, that's up to them. The Senate Judiciary Committee's denying the citizens of New Hampshire not only their rights to testify, but completely ignoring the number of people supporting House Bill 648 when two of the four members left the hearing while it was in progress with only one returning, then voting 4-0 to re-refer the bill.
You're talking about during the executive session,
yeah,
when two of them left. Yeah. Well, I mean, two of them did leave during the hearing last week as well. The other week. Yeah, they did that there too.
And then that speaks to the issue of some of the elected officials, especially in the Senate, making a mockery of our system and the entire Senate. You know, when the House votes 317-51 in support of it, Northern Pass cannot buy 368 representatives, but they certainly are trying to buy the 24 senators. There is no question whatsoever that that's what's happening.
Well,
and, you know, we as citizens of this state deserve more than what we're getting, and it's time that the Senate steps up to the plate and does not what's right for the lobbyists, not what's right for these companies that are paying these people tremendous amounts of money to come into their office and lobby them, but listens to us, the citizens that work, pay our taxes, and live in this state. We are the people that they represent, not the lobbyists and not the corporations. And I think, if nothing else, this bill has brought out the true colors of some of our elected officials.
Well, Rick, let me make some observations on that, because when we go back to the public hearing that was held in House Bill 648 before the Senate Judiciary Committee, it was a four-hour-long hearing, and not everybody got to speak. In fact, I counted at least a dozen people that were not able to speak that were signed up to do so, because two people monopolized about an hour of the time that was there. And so a lot of people really didn't get to have their voices heard, and I think most of them were in support of House Bill 648. And then we look at the executive session that was held, and let me tell you, I was looking at some of the people that were waiting to get in, and it was just simply amazing, Rick, how many lobbyists were there just itching to get into the room for the Judiciary Committee to do the executive session on House Bill 648. Unbelievable. And none of those lobbyists representing landowners.
Absolutely not. And yet, if this bill was not that important for Hydro-Québec and Northeast Utilities and Northern Pass to take land, if it was not that important, those lobbyists wouldn't have been there spending their time and money. Most of the people, Ryan, that went down to those hearings and have gone to all of the hearings, we have gone down on our own time, at our own expense, taken time off from work, lost money, and yet the senators are not, some of them are not listening to us. And, you know, and I think that it's time that they did. You know, and I, you know, in my email to Senator Gallas, I said, the lobbyists continue to exercise their control, and I don't know why. And this process has placed every member of that Senate in jeopardy in the next election, because there is a change in the wind, and it is not Republican, it is not Democrat, it is not liberal, and it is not conservative. It is American rights.
Because as we look back on the House vote, this issue transcended party lines. It didn't matter what the party philosophy was, the party label was. People from both parties supported House Bill 648. Well, with that, Rick, I've got to move along here. I thank you very much for your call today.
Thank you very much, Brian, and thank you to your show and the work that's being done, and to all of the people, the citizens of this state, that are fighting this monstrosity.
And the thousands of them that showed up to make their voices heard before our government throughout the last several months. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay, bye-bye.